Welcome to Jefferson County Podcast for the People. I am Kiara Morrow, Public Relations Coordinator here in the Office of Public Information. Today, we are talking with David Dennard, Director of Environmental Services. He's going to talk to us a little bit about that department, the structure of it, and what you may or may not have known about it. David, you want to give us just a quick rundown. You've been with Jefferson County for how many years?
24 years.
24 years. Wow. That's a pretty good amount of time to just say you've seen kind of the best and the worst of this department. You've been in that department the whole time?
The whole time. And I've seen a lot.
That's good. Well, we'll touch on a lot of that. Just going to talk about Environmental Services Department. Tell us a little bit about that department for the citizens who may or may not know. You deal with the water quality and the safety of our water stream, correct?
Yeah. So, I mean, what we do is we provide sewer service to the county. I mean, our job is basically to make your dirty water clean when you use your toilet or your shower or your sink or whatever. That water, we serve most of the Birmingham area. We have 150,000 households that we serve, and we treat about 100 million gallons of water a day. So we basically take that water from your home or business, and we get that all the way to where we process it. We make the water clean, and then we send that water back out into the environment, into our local creeks and rivers and streams and lakes, and make sure that it's clean enough that it protects our environment, protects our public health, and it protects our biological diversity that we have too.
Good. I think that's important because the water quality is something citizens may or may not know that we have within our own capacity to help with that, correct? Is it some things that maybe we can do at home to kind of help with that process?
Absolutely. So I would say, first of all, that one thing that people may not know is that we're unusual in the sense that all of the water, major water courses that go through Jefferson County originate in the county. They don't come from somewhere else. We don't have a big, river that sort of runs through the county. So every the rain that falls in Jefferson County ends up turning into the streams. And so we have a lot of small water courses, small rivers and streams, and we have to be really protective of those because with them being very small, they can be really sensitive to trash and trash runoff or contamination from whatever from extra fertilizer in your yards or leaks from your sewer system or for our sewer system or from your vehicle or whatever. So we have very sensitive waters here.
I think this is a very important point to make because we're getting into the summertime where we're going to be fertilizing our yards and our plants a little bit more. You know, it's something to be mindful of as that runoff would go into our water streams, correct? Like into the gutters and things of that nature. Like is it something we need to be mindful of even with that type of care?
Yeah. So we need to, your plants, they need nutrients. They need nitrogen and phosphorus. Yeah. And that's when you put fertilizer down, that's what you're doing.
Right.
You're putting down nitrogen and phosphorus. If you put down too much, that nitrogen and phosphorus just runs across when it rains. It just runs into our rivers and streams. And what happens is all those extra nutrients make algae and everything else start to grow. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is, it's that sort of non-natural nutrients that the algae goes crazy. It's a biological, plant. It sucks up all the oxygen in the water, and it harms our fish and everything else. So the other part of it is, we at our plants, we have to treat for phosphorus in particular and make sure that we get that out so that when we discharge, we don't put too much phosphorus there. So, it's all about using the right amount and making sure that we don't use extra.
Absolutely. That's important because sometimes we could just be in excess just because, and we're just out there and maybe we're on our phones or whatever, or iPods and just going to town and not realizing there's a capacity to that. Like we need to have a stopping point. So thank you for sharing that. We certainly want the citizens to be mindful of how we can help with the process on our end as far as the recycling portion to ensure that our water streams are continuing to remain healthy and viable in our streams. So You've seen environmental services through a lot, I imagine, over the last 24 years. You want to talk a little bit about, you know, it's no secret that we've had a sewer debt at some point, that the bankruptcy, you know, that we've had to overcome with that. And I would say, is it safe to say that we are on the mend from that? And we're starting to see a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel and coming into a new space with Jefferson County. Can you talk or elaborate a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, we faced several challenges. You know, a lot of our financial challenges started from the regulatory challenges that we had. So, what originally started the system in Jefferson County was that the county maintained the large diameter trunk sewers and the treatment plants, and they would take all the municipalities, Birmingham, you know, everybody, 20 plus municipalities maintained the sewer systems in their own city limits. Mm-hmm. And so through a combination of just not maintaining those sewer systems from the municipal side and from the county side, up into the 80s and 90s, well, really going back almost a century,
okay,
the county had a challenge in really treating all of the sewage that reached it. Mm-hmm. And when you would get a lot of rainfall, there were all the way up into the 90s, the county had places constructed at the plants and in the sewer system that if there was too much sewage coming through the pipe, it would release that just into Village Creek or wow, Cahaba River or whatever. And so at one point into the 90s, we would discharge up to a billion gallons of untreated sewage into Village Creek and some of the other waterways. So mm-hmm, that was a really an environmental challenge that the county had to solve.
Okay.
And that, and part of that resolution was to go into a consent decree with the EPA and the Environmental Protection Agency and the Department of Justice. And that required us to do a lot of work on the sewer system. It also, part of that was that the county took over all those municipal systems. So we took over all the sewers from 20 other municipalities, 21 actually. And so our system went from about 700 miles of sewer and the treatment plants up to over 3,000 miles of sewer.
Wow.
Within the span of about a year or two.
Wow.
And the county embarked on a program to really upgrade the system. I don't think it's any secret that the county made some bad decisions about how they approached that,
mm-hmm,
and spent money in a way that they could have done much more efficiently. So all of this, all these financial challenges started with the sort of regulated, you know, the regulatory side. And then, you know, all of that money that was spent, it obviously had a really big impact on rates. Sewer rates went up from 99 to 2000, early 2000s, 340 something percent.
Mm-hmm.
And the county put itself into some financing arrangements that ultimately caused the collapse of the financial system, which led to a lot of issues all the way 2008.
Kind of trickled down like a domino effect.
Yeah,
almost,
and led to the county's bankruptcy.
Yeah.
So having said all that, I think that we have addressed those as well as we can since, you know, 2010, 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Again, back to the regulatory side, over the last 10 years, we have been really intentional about what kind of work we do. And so we spent a lot of time putting together a system that made sure that when we fix something, we're fixing what needs to be fixed and prioritizing where it needs to be fixed. So making sure that we do it in the right way and making sure that we prioritize it so we're getting the most bang for the right payers money.
That's important.
And so what it's called is, it was an asset management system, okay, that we built out of this.
Okay.
And it took years to put together, and we went for a while where we were sort of being very conservative about how much money we spent until we made sure we knew it where it was going to go.
But rightfully so, right? Because you had to come back, you know.
Absolutely. We
check balances a little bit.
We saw the lessons,
yeah,
of what happened when people didn't make the right decisions Correct. About how they spent it. And we were, we decided we were going to spend a lot of money, a lot of time on the front end to make sure that we could make good decisions for the next 50 years. Mm-hmm. And so we did that. We're really seeing the results of that now. We've eliminated 99.5% of the volume of what was happening before the consent decree. Okay. We've taken care of that. Our waterways are absolutely cleaner because of what's been done. Overflows, which are when you get too much rain, you have, you know, water that can come out of a manhole in a street or whatever.
Yeah.
Over the last 5 years, we've been able to reduce those by over 60%.
Okay.
And that's just because we've made, you know, trying to make sure that the money goes where it needs. Mm-hmm. On the financial side, the county sort of didn't have a lot of great options in bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. They tried to make the best decisions they could.
Yeah.
And a lot of those were really hard decisions. So, you know, part of what we're doing on the financial side is making sure, number one, that we don't spend more money than we need to. Mm-hmm. And now the county's hopefully put itself in a position to where it can refinance some of the debt that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, make sure that, you know, our financial markets know that we're making the right decisions now,
mm-hmm.
and we get the best rates that we can.
That's good. So you have like checks and balances probably once every quarter or something just to make sure things are up to par. Is that safe?
On our side, on the construction side, we're monthly getting everybody together and we're looking at performance of the system. So we're looking at, you know, where did we have overflows? What projects have we got going? Are they on schedule? Are they really addressing the problems that are out there? So we're making sure that we tie the work that we're doing to the results that we expect. So mm-hmm. we're doing that monthly. We're looking at those contracts to make sure that they're on time and on budget and everything else. So it's a continual process.
And the citizens I know are grateful for that type of system in place because that took a hit to a very, you know, prominent county. I would say Jefferson County is the life stream to me of all the counties in Alabama because we have so many different municipalities within our structure. And your department is really making some strides with overcoming every county, every city, every state is going to go through something to an extent. And at some point, you know, in history, people did only what they knew to do. And now that you have these systems in place, it's great to know that we are on the horizon. Anything else you want to add? Maybe that citizens don't really know about your department and what they need to understand most dealing with our sewer system. It may be a hot topic of concern, you know, for a while because some of the rates started to climb and they dropped a little bit. And that may or may not be within your, you know, capacity to, you know, regulate those types of things based off usage and things of that nature. But what are some other important factors maybe that you would like to lend to citizens in Jefferson County just about the sewer system that they may not know?
Well, I would say, first of all, one thing I would want our customers, our ratepayers, our citizens to know, it's their system. It's our system. It's the citizen system. So we want to make sure that it works as well as it can, that it provides them good service. We know that our rates are pretty high, and that's a concern for us. It's a concern for me personally. And, we've done a lot of work in looking at where ratepayers are being impacted. We understand there's a large diversity of just income in Jefferson County. And so what maybe a $50 or $60 a month sewer bill, maybe somebody will think it's high, but it's affordable for them, for somebody that's making $60,000 a year, for somebody that's making $15,000 a year. And we've got areas in the county census tracts that the average is $15,000 a year. And mm-hmm. so, you know, those citizens are paying 10% of their income just to sort of water and sewer. And that's really concerning because, we want to provide people service and we want to serve the public. We want to protect public health and the environment. But at the same time, we don't want to be negatively impacting
Correct.
Public health and the environment when people are, you know, stressed going, about yeah. not being able to pay
Absolutely.
Their bill. They're a real, you know, stress has physical consequences.
Right.
Economic decisions about whether I pay for my prescription mm-hmm. or pay my water sewer bill absolutely has real public health impacts to people. So
that's important to know because in public service, we always have to be concerned, I like to say, with the least of these, because the right. least of these are going to always be among us. So I think that's very important and noble of you to mention that as in your position, because many people don't think that here dealing in public service that we are concerned. That is a primary concern. Just because some can't afford it does not mean that it's palatable for everyone or economically smart for everyone. So we appreciate that insight into that. So citizens need to know that this is their system and that we are working towards making sure that everyone, you know, can fit it into their budget and that they have all the right tools that they can do on their end to make sure those costs are low and regulated. Correct.
Right. And it's not just that we know infrastructure is expensive and sewer infrastructure is expensive. So we know it's not just we can't solve this just by not spending money.
Mm-hmm.
So another one of the, I think the things that we're looking at, and we don't have all the solutions for these yet, but I can tell our citizens that we are very concerned about this. And one of the things I've been active, tried to be active on a national level with some groups that I'm involved with mm-hmm. is letting our congressional leaders know. There was a program put together under the pandemic relief that actually provided some assistance for water sewer bills. A lot of people may be familiar with a program called LIHEAP, which has been there through the 60s that pays people's water and heating bills.
Okay.
There's nothing like that for water. And wow. and water, clean water is critical to
yeah.
a utility as electricity and heating are.
Absolutely.
So there was a program that was put together in some of that pandemic relief,
mm-hmm.
but it was temporary. So, you know, one of the things that I've been involved in, and I think a lot of people have around the country too, is that it's trying to let our congressional leaders know that needs to be a permanent program.
Okay.
You can't just solve this at the local level and say, we're not going to spend money here and we're just going to make sure people can't
right.
do that. So it's making sure that the people that are, like, for instance, paying that 10% a month,
mm-hmm.
That they get some direct assistance. And so it's looking at a lot of those programs. I'm hopeful that we may be able to roll out some other programs that can provide some other assistance maybe in the future that lets people, you know, sort of do look at their water usage and that sort of thing. And so there's a lot of things that we don't have all the solutions for, but I would at least like our citizens to know that we're working on them. And there's a lot of people that care about it.
That's an ongoing process. So at least it's in motion. You know, things won't always come out in the wash because those types of services have to be available. And I'm glad you mentioned about our congressional leaders, because a lot of times these things supersede us and do have a direct effect with our congressional leaders and our even state leaders. So mm-hmm. so that they can continue to push these things, our lobbyists, so they can make sure that they petition on behalf of the citizens. So that's important to note that just as we're learning things that need to be brought to the attention to us on a local level, the state and national level is just as important that we continue to advocate for our citizens so that they'll know and experience and get the products that will help them with assistance with their bills and things of that nature.
Right. And I would add, our county leaders are very much on top of this
yeah.
as well. Our county manager and our county commission,
Absolutely.
You know, during the American Rescue Plan Act, there was a good bit of some funding that was dedicated to water and sewer,
yeah.
and you know, the commission, the county manager have dedicated some funds to that. That provides some relief, just so that, you know, we don't have to use ratepayer money for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. We're also talking with our state leaders and everything else to make sure that the county can get all the funding that's available out there as well. So it's a state, it's a local, it's a federal level, yeah. Everything.
It's just layers to it. It's so much. And we just had some Capitol Hill in Montgomery, correct?
Yeah. So the state got some of those American Rescue Plan dollars as well. So part of it came to the counties directly, and the county has been responsible about distributing those funds out, but the state got some of those as well. So the state's done two rounds of funding that they've dedicated to water and sewer. Maybe referring to something that they passed, I think, back in February, that I think dedicated about another $300 million statewide to that. But I will say that's the needs far outstrip that. I think that, you know, you will probably have billions of dollars of applications for that $300 or $400 million.
And that's important to note, too, that it's a marathon and not a sprint. Like, everything won't be resolved overnight. And there's patience that needs to happen on all ends, because as much as we want to just kind of plug in and get everyone what they need from the local, state, and national level, these types of things are processes, because we have to be in compliance on so many different levels to make sure that the system is continuing to be viable for citizens and that it can sustain itself. So we thank you so much for that insight. And we certainly thank you for joining with us today. I think this is some great information for citizens to know just about what you do. We appreciate your work. I like to call David as the quiet storm here. He's very much in charge of a lot, but he maintains so much of the structure and maintenance of our water streams and systems. And we certainly appreciate his work ethics and for leading his department to continue to make sure that our system stays on the mend and the horizon. Anything else you want to add today?
Well, just to your talking about sustainability, that's what we're committed to doing, is to put the county on a long-term path that makes sure that we protect our waterways, we have a stable long-term financial future that meets our customers' needs in an affordable way. So that's it. We're no longer trying to do the short term. Mm-hmm. We're trying to solve a 100-year-old problem, but doing it in a way that works long term.
So. Right. The long run. Yeah, the marathon. And this is Kiara Morrow with Podcast for the People. We will see you next time on our series on How They Serve. And we certainly thank David Dennard again for joining us today. And we look forward to seeing you on the next time. Thank you.